good stuff. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We're starting a new siman. Still connected, of course. It's Muktzeh. So the topic of today, it's two main topics, but the first topic is going to be Tiltul Mechamat Gaguim. Are you allowed to do Tiltul Muktzeh when it's... Shalkoch. Are you allowed to do Tiltul to save pain from a baby? And the second topic is going to be basically Basis Devar Asur V'Amutar. How far should you do Hishtadlut not to use Basis Devar Asur V'Amutar? What's the definition of it? We're going to see as much as the time would let us. Okay, so the first topic, Tiltul Mechamat Gaguim. We have in the first halakha in the Shulchan Aruch, Notel Adam et Bno V'Aven Be'ado. ולא חשיב מטלטל האבן, והוא שיש לו געגועין, געגועין עליו, שאם לא יתלנו יכולה. אבל אם אין לו געגועין עליו, לא. ואפילו כשיש לו געגועין עליו, לא יתירו אלא באבן, אבל אם דינר בידו, אפילו לאחוז התינוק בידו, והוא מהלך ברגליו אסור. דחיישין אנשמה דילמה נפיל ואת יעבו אל העטוי, ויש אומרים שלא אסרו אלא כשהוא נושא התינוק עם הדינר בידו, אבל לאחוז התינוק בידו, אף על פי שהדינר ביד התינוק, אין בכך כלום. So, it seems like the halacha says that if your son, little son, holding a stone and he really needs you and he doesn't want to throw the stone, you're allowed to pick him up. And the question is, the machloket here is, what about if he's holding the stone and he just hold his hand? Is that asur also because of the chashash? Not the stone, the dinar. In the dinar, we have a problem that you're not allowed to pick him up because we're concerned that if it's the dinar going to fall, you're going to pick it up and you're going to be metaltel because you care about it. About the stone, you don't care. So the question is, what's going to happen if your son is holding a coin and you're not picking him up, you're just holding his hand? Should you be choishesh or not? And the second opinion says that if you're not picking him up, it's mutter. The first opinion says that it's aso no matter what. And we're going to try to explain it a little bit more in depth. So the Gemara in Shabbat in Kuf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah basically says what we just mentioned: Notel Adam et Bno Va'Even Be'Ado, Kalkala Va'Even Betocha, Mechule. So Rava in the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hotzi Tinok Chai VeKis Talui BeTzavaro, Chayav Mishum Kis, Tinok Met VeKis Talui Lo BeTzavaro, Patur. So Rava says that if you hold a baby and he has a kiss, it's like a wallet with money in his neck, chayav mishum kiss. And we're discussing hotzah mirshut lirshut, right? So when I say that you're chayav mishum kiss, I'm basically saying that when you carry a baby and the baby wears something or holds something, it's considered like you're carrying it. For the purpose of chiyuv chatat, so it's mamash considered like you're carrying it, right? That's the pshat lechora in the Gemara. But tinok met, the kiss is mevutal klape tinok. That's another story. And then the Gemara bothered, meaning the approach of Rava is what the Gemara is dealing with. The Gemara said, you are Rava saying that carrying a baby with the baby holding something, it's like I carry it for the purpose of hotza'ah. So one of the questions in the Gemara is, Tnan, notel adam et bno v'aven biado. The Gemara is maksha from dinei tiltul mukze to dinei otzah mirshut lirshut. And the Gemara said, notel adam et bno v'aven biado. Bepashtut, the Gemara understood that the fact that the Mishnah allows you to carry the baby with the stone, with the rock, or whatever you call it, it's because it's not considered carrying. That's the Havamina in the Gemara. And the Gemara is Maksha on Rava. So the Gemara said, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is not that you always allowed to carry a baby although the baby is holding Muktzeh, because it's not considered carrying. That's not the Pshat. It's a specific heter for Ben Sheyesh Lo Gaguim Al Aviv. If the baby is crying and he really wants you to pick him up, Chazal override the Isur of Muktzeh. it is considered like you're carrying it, like Rava said, that carrying a baby, that holding something, it's mityaches, it's referring to the person who holds it. And despite that, Chazal were matiret bimkom choli, bimkom tzar. So if you're asking if it's considered carrying, if it's considered tiltul, Rava would say yes. And why is it mutar? Because of kula de rabbanan, mishum tzar, mishum choli. Okay, that's the pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Yachi Mayriya Evan, afilu dinar nami. If this is the pshat, that it was supposed to be asur and midrabana, it was supposed to be asur midrabanan, like carrying mukze, and chazal were matirat. So why would dinar would be asur? Dinar should be mutar also, because dinar is mukze, and you're matir mukze, so should be matir dinar also. Alama amarava lo shanu ela Evan, aval dinar asur. So the Gemara answer, Evan in a flala lo ati avo latuye. Dinar in a fi lo ati avo latuye. So the Gemara said, you know what? It's true that Chazal were makel in a regular mukta for a baby, so the baby is not going to get sick. Shkoyach. But if we have a concern that you're going to carry yourself, we weren't so makel. So we still put a restriction. We were not matir completely bimkom choli. If it's dinar, we still have chashash. Now, that's lichora the pshat in the Gemara. If you read Rashi, when the Gemara, before I'm going to read Rashi, the main question that the Rishonim dealing with is the question of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Ihachi Mayriya Evan afilu dinar nami." The Gemara seems to say that since you, Rava, hold that carrying a baby with mukze, it's considered like carrying the person himself carrying. And you decided it's because of that, the heter in the Mishnah is just like a kula mishum choli, then you have a question from dinar. But if I'm not going to hold like you, if I'm going to hold that carrying a baby with a mukze is not considered carrying for the purpose of carrying and for the purpose of mukze, then I'm not going to be having a question, my iria even afilu dinar nami. Right? That's the way it sounds like. Ihachi, because you gave me the terutz mishum gaguim, now I'm going to ask you the question, Mayriya Evan afilu dinar nami. But if I didn't have your approach, I wouldn't have the question. Right? So that's the pshat in the Gemara Lechora. And the question is, why is it true? So there are two ways to explain in the Rishonim. One is Tosfot, and one is the Ramban. And that's basically the source for the machloket in the Shulchan Aruch. So the way the Tosfot and Rashi explain, we're going to get soon to Tosfot. I'm just going to read Rashi, important Rashi, at the end of the sugya. Rashi, at the end of the sugya, when the Gemara gives the last answer that the chashash by dinar is maybe you're going to come to carry, Rashi says, Atila Tuye. Look in Rashi, Atila Tuye. It's still in the first page. Atila Tuye. V'tama lav mishum tiltulu. The reason now, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, according to Rashi, the reason that we said don't carry a baby with dinar is not because the tiltul refers to you, because we don't care about that. If the baby is sick, we would let you carry mukze through the baby, although it's mityaches to you. De afilu laochazo beyado v'atinok me'alech beraglav asar lerava. It's not about the problem of tiltul, it's about the problem that you might carry. And if this is the chashash, so it doesn't matter if you're carrying the baby or you just walk and you hold the hand of the baby. So now the question with Rashi is, how far are you going to go? Am I allowed to walk within the four amot of the tinok that hold the... That's what the Ramban bothered by. According to you, what's the limit? So if I'm holding his hand, it's fine, but if I'm going to sit next to him... Where do you draw the limit? Rashi seems to draw the limit when you hold his hand. If you don't have any physical connection, we're fine. Okay, so that's Rashi Mefurash, and that's way basically the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. We just have to explain the Gemara according to Rashi, and that's where Tosfot comes. And Tosfot explain the Ihachi. So Tosfot explain what's the Havamina in the Gemara. Tosfot says, Yachi Mayriya Evan, page number 2 on top, Mayriya Evan afilu dinar nami. היא אמרת בשלמה דתרווי הוא מבטל להו בין אבן ובין דינר, ואין כאן טלטול מוקצה כלל. היינו דנקת אבן, משום דאי נפיל, לא את יעבו על להטויה, אבל דינר נפיל, את יעבו על להטויה. So Tosfot says, according to the way that Rashi understood, and that's the way that Tosfot explained it, if I'm arguing with you, Rava. Rava, what did Rava say? Rava said, carrying a baby with a mukzeh is considered like I am carrying a mukzeh. But if I'm not going to hold like you, Rava, if I'm going to hold like the Hava Amina of the Gemara, the opinion that argue with Rava, that carrying a baby with mukzeh or anything is not referring to the person who carried it. It's considered like titul b'shinui. It's not considered hotza mirshut l'rshut. You're not going to be chayav. You're not going to be metal tel mukze. So then, the chidush in the Mishnah, that's the chidush in the Mishnah. You're allowed to carry a baby with a stone because it's not titul mukze. And then I will understand why dinar is asur. Because dinar, although there is no isur titul, but there is isur of atila atuye. The Gemara basically saying it would have been pashut to me that dinar is different because although there is no problem of muktzeh, but there is a problem that you might move it, you might be metalter. But according to you, Rava, that you, even in the basic line, even in the Mishnah itself, it should have been asu. According to you, Rava, if I'm going to ask you, are you metalter when you hold a baby? You're going to say yes. So you need a heter mid rabbanan. Although it should have been asur, the Mishnah is materet isur de Rabbanan because of tzar. Oh, so you're mater isur de Rabbanan, so you should be mater dinar also. That's the way the Tosfot explained the Hava Amina. And then the answer needs to change that. So the answer says, you know what? There is heter de Rabbanan mishum tzar, but there is a separate isur of maybe you're going to come to be metalter. And that has nothing to do with carrying the baby. That's why the result of this approach basically tells you that the gzera of maybe you're going to be metaltel is even when you're not carrying the baby, because it's two separate gzerot. Now the Ramban have a different way to explain the Hava Amina, and based on that, the conclusion of the Gemara is different. So I'm going to read you the one who explained the Ramban the nicest is the Ritva. He adds a couple of words. You have it in page number 3, V'Rabbeinu Agadol. The Ramban is Mechadesh. Interesting pshat. Maybe I should read the bold part that you just to. Nicha dematnitin katani even shehu mevutal legabe tinok, klomar she'en shmirato al aviv klal, aval dinar lo, dekevan demidi debay shmira, hu shmirato min hastam mutelet al aav, ואב נותן את דעתו לשומרו, בהי ודאי חשיב כמן דשקי לבידי. רמבן is מחדש, that the Hava Amina of the Gemara was, I am the makshe, I'm holding that holding a baby is not considered like I carry it. So, in the Mishnah, you're going to ask me, why is it mutar? Because it's not considered carrying. And why is it not considered carrying? Because the even is not important. The even is not important, so it's batel toward the tinok, and that's the reason that it's not considered carrying. Not because everything that tinok is carrying automatically is not considered carrying. For muktzeh, I can understand that if something is not chashuv, it's batel toward something else. So if you're going to ask me in the Mishnah, why is it mutar, I'm going to tell you, because even is not important, the father doesn't care about the even, and the even is not chashuv, so it's batel toward the tinok. But if you're going to ask me, but if the baby holds the dinar, then the dinar is important to me, and I care about it, and it's not batel towards the kid. So if it's not batel towards the kid, then it's like I am carrying it, because I'm not mevatel it towards the kid, so I'm carrying it. So if you're going to ask me, I can explain the Mishnah very nicely. But you, Rava, that says that holding something is automatically considered like I'm holding it, so even even is considered like I'm carrying it. It doesn't matter if I'm mevatel it or not. And if this is the case, what are you going to do? What's the difference between dinar and even? Both of them are the same. Both of them you're carrying muktzeh. So then the Gemara, when the Gemara answer, the Gemara answer, ufarkinan deshani dinar dechashiv, Basically, the Gemara says, you know what? In a chinami, that it should have been asur in both cases, and the heter is just because gaguin. It should have been asur according to mirava, because it's like I'm carrying it, so it should be asur. Now, chazal were mati because of gaguin. But when should it have been asur without the heter of chazal mishum gaguin? When I carry it, because it's considered like I'm carrying it. So Chazal said, when you carry and we let you do that, do it only if there is no chashash that you're going to carry. So Chazal limit the heter only for something that you're not going to carry. But if you're going to ask the Ramban, but what if the baby is holding a dinar and I'm just holding his hand? Nothing to do with that. I mean, there is no heter of gaguim in this case. I don't need to generate the chidush of gaguim here. So
this might be a stretch, but isn't that because if it would fall, you would pick it up, it shows that it's chashav, and therefore it's not batal when you are holding it? Or it's just like, it's kind of, otherwise it's kind of a disconnected. When you're holding it, we're going to be attacking because when it falls, you might pick it up, but only if it's a diner. Only if it's a diner, not an event. Like, is it that? Like, yeah, is it because it shows
that
the... Is the answer
to
the Gemara because it shows
that
dinner has
chashivus,
and therefore...
I think the Hava Amina was chashivut. The Makshe was going with chashivut, and he was saying, according to you, it doesn't matter chashivut, because you hold that anything that a person is holding is considered like you holding it. So it doesn't matter what chashivut is, so why are you matir it? So then he had to say the gaguin. But according to the Makshan, it was the din of chashivut. And again, we're going to touch the din of chashivut because it's very tricky and it's very confusing, because something we are going to say that are battle towards the other thing and are not considered metaltel, and something we're going to say that it's not, and it's very tricky to decide which muktzeh is garua biyoter, that is going to be batel, and which muktzeh is not. In this case, the Ramban, at least for the Hava Amina, is trying to do that. Lemaskana, he seems not to say that, and that's what he gained at the bottom line, that according to the Ramban, the gezera was only when you're doing something that should have been asur to begin with. Then when you matir it, we're limiting it. But if you're just carrying a tinok with, you're not carrying, you're just holding his hand, you're not carrying in this case. So there is no problem to begin with. So that's regarding to the first seif in the Shulchan Aruch.
Is the chashivu important? Is it the person, is it the adult? Is it whether it's important to the adult or whether it's important to the child? About whether something's...
So it's also a good question, because it's not so simple. Meaning, if you want to look at it, look in the Hara number one, the Rashba. I would have asked if it's the chashivut of the item or the chashivut of shimush, if it's serving the kid or not. That's the way that I would refer.
Are you trying to make a battle to the kid, or are you trying to make a battle to the parent?
If it's battle toward the kid, then picking up the kid is not considered picking the muktzeh.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
And if it's important and you don't want the kids to play with it, so then it's not battle toward the kid, and then you're considered picking it up. But again, what does the chashivut mean? The chashivut needs to be something that has chashivut by itself, or chashivut is when the kids need it, then it's battle toward the tinok, when the kid doesn't need. So that's debate here in the Rishonim. You can take a look later, but it's a tricky thing. Again, it's another topic that we could speak, but it's not Leikuva. The Prima Gadim here also, if you look, it seems like there is a confusion here. He basically said the answer of the Gemara, his Makshen Metarets, I don't, whatever. You can take a look in the Prima Gadim, seems to be like Pshat Gemara, based on what we said, but he seems to be like having difficulty. There is basically a couple of questions here in the sugya. If you just read the sugya, by dinim of cholesh yesh bo sakana, cholesh en bo sakana, many poskim are matir esur de rabana. So why wouldn't you allow to be metaltel mukta for a kid? So, but that's basically what the Gemara is saying. Mishum gaguim etiru esur de rabana. So that's one question that some people might ask, and basically that's what the Gemara is basically saying. According to what we saw in the sugya, that the Hava Amina was, it shouldn't be considered tiltul And Rava hold it is tiltul, and we're matigat because of tzar. So that's basically saying that cholesh en bo sakana, little kid is considered cholesh en bo sakana for many things. But Bezrat Hashem, if we're going to see Shin Kafchet, we're going to discuss that more in length. But cholesh en bo sakana, a little kid considered cholesh en bo sakana. So that's another, it's mamash meforash in the Gemara here that you see that cholesh en bo sakana is mutar to be metaltel mukze for. And again, carrying a baby, is that considered carrying by Adam or not? It's another. That's basically the machloket between Rava and the Havamin of the Makshan. And one Heara in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, that seems to be a mistake, but it's not. You just need to understand it in a different way. The Shulchan Aruch says, Notel Adam et bno ve'even biado, ve'lo chashiv metaltel la'even. We just explained that the Maskana of the Gemara, that Rava hold it, although you are considered metaltel, it's mutter because of gaguin. So the Shulchan Aruch basically said the opposite of the Gemara. So it has to be that lo chashiv metaltel la'even, it's just like you're not considered halachically metaltel because of gaguin. But you are chashiv metaltel la'even. If you ask me dinei hotza'a mirshut lirshut, it's going to be chayav mishum hotza'a because you are metaltel la'even. It's just mutter dinei mukze mishum gaguin. So don't take it literally. Ve'lo chashiv metaltel la'even is like you're not chashiv halachakli metaltel la'even for dinei mukze because of gaguin, but for dinei hotza'a mirshut lirshut, Rava hold that it is chashiv metaltel la'even. Okay, so that's for seif aleph. Now seif bet and gimel, very, I would say, fundamental seifim. Basically, basis ledavar ha'asur v'amutar. So, if you have basis, or a kli that has heter and isur that were supposed to be their ben hashmashot and they stay there, how easy or how flexible can you be with it? Can you do whatever you want with it or not? So the sugya we have in the continuum of the sugya that we just saw, and kuf mem bet, and the Shulchan Aruch divided to two halachot. And let's start with the Gemara, and then we're going to go at the end to the Shulchan Aruch. Kalkala ve'even betucha, at page number 5, on the bottom. Kalkala ve'even betucha. You have a basket, and there is a stone inside. Ve'emai, tiave kalkala basis ledavar ha'asur. The Gemara understood that there is only stone in the basket. It should be basis ledavar ha'asur, and then you're not going to be able to move it at all. אמר רבא בר חנה, אמר רבי יוחנן, נחה בכלכלה מלאה פירות עסקינן. There is also heter in the basket. So it's a heter and an isur together. And the Gemara ask, interesting question. ולשדינו לפירה, ונשדי לאבן, וננקטינו בידיים. So the Gemara, it's pashut for the Gemara that the fact that you have heter and isur at the same basket is not enough to let you do whatever you want. If you could pour everything outside, pick up the fruit, put them back in the basket, and take the basket. Why do you need to carry both of them? In this line in the Gemara, you see that when you have a heter and isur together, it's not automatically fine to carry it. Only if you can throw both and bring back the heter, then maybe you can take it. But if you could get rid of the oven, do it. So the Gemara answer, כדרבי אלי אמריו, בפירות המתנפים. The case in the Mishnah is that you have fruits that are delicate or wet or fruits that if you're going to pour them out, they're going to get damaged. And that's why it's mutter to move everything. So here we have another question that it's not even clear that everyone have this girsa because it's tremendous chumrah. The Gemara said, you know what? If you read the Gemara Kipshuto, it sounds like even beperot amitanfim, even if you have soft fruits that are going to get ruined if you're going to pour them out, still, you should still try to get rid of the heaven. Velin arinu niure, Rashi says, you should shake the kalkala, the basket a little bit until the heaven the stone going to come out, and then throw the stone or do something to get rid of the heaven without throwing the fruits outside. So even that is not good enough, according to this question. And this is a tremendous, tremendous chumrah. And that's why I guess many Gishonim didn't have it in the Gilsa. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Ha'acha be'kalkala p'chuta askinan, de'even gufa na'aset dofen la'kalkala. So if we understand that there is a question here and then there is an answer, so the Gemara said, in addition to the what we just required, we said we have perot tomitanfim, right? We have a delicate fruits. It's not only that you need the fruits to be delicate, you need also that the stone is part of the kalkala, part of the basket. There is a hole and the stone is filling the hole and you need it. Now the basic question also here, miman afshach, if the stone is acting like a stima, so you should be able to move it even if you don't have fruit inside because it's part of the kalkala. So what is going on here? You could maybe say that it's not a permanent stima, it's just like a temporary stima, and that's a combination of the fact that you have delicate fruits and even that helps you. So in this case, we're not going to be makpid. But if you don't have both, or the three elements, you need to have fruit, delicate, and even gufanasato, three requirements. And actually, the Rambam in Perusha Mishnah have that girsa, and he writes that you need all the three requirements. And some Rishonim on the spot here also seems to hold that you need all of them. So that's the beginning. So, like I said, we'll just read a little bit of Rashi and Tosfot just to summarize what we just said. Rashi, Dibur Matchil Melea Perot, in page number 6, Melea Perot, Deikar Naaset Basis La Perot, Ilkach Even Mitaltelet Agav Kli VePerot Shehu Mutar. So the Rashi just tried to define what happened when there is fruits and stone. He says, Deikar Naaset Basis La Perot, Ikar, the main basis is for the fruit. So the main tiltul refers to the perot. It's like a tiltul agav or something. It's not so clear what Rashi is exactly saying. It seems to say that since the ikar is the fruit, so we don't treat the tiltul like the tiltul of the stone. Now, Tosfot tried to help us with a couple of questions. And I have to say that this Tosfot, the second Tosfot, is like Tosfot Yeshanim. If you look at the page, it's like a small print. The Marshal brought like Tosfot Yeshanim, and the later version of the Shas just put it in the Gemara. We're going to see a little different between the Tosfot Yeshanim and the Tosfot, and it's basically Machloket Achroinim to understand the Pshat. The first question that Tosfot asks: why in the previous sugya you just learned the sugya with the little kid that hold the stone? Even if you hold the tiltul with the katan is like tiltul min atzad, or why wouldn't you require that first? Ask the baby to throw it. So he said, in achinami, the case is that he doesn't want to throw it. But in achinami, whenever we do even tiltul min atzad or tiltul al yedei davar acher, we should try lechatchila to get rid of the ever. And then Tosfot asks, tibatel even agav tinok. The din of bitul, and we just mentioned the din of bitul. Why wouldn't we say that the even is not important? The same way, Tosfot ask this: Tibatel even agav tinok, kmo shei betala agav kalkala melaperot. Why are we machmir about tinok to consider the even chashuv and to let you do that only if he's crying? Why wouldn't we consider that like kalkala melaperot? יש לומר, דיינו צריך כל כך טלטול לתינוק. He says, by tinok, it's not such a big צורך, because if you can throw it, you can get rid of it. If you really need it, then it's a big צורך. And then תוספות אז, ואם תאמר, אפילו אין הכלכלה מלאה פירות, תיבטל האבן הגבה. So here he basically raised the question that we asked at the end, why wouldn't we say that the אבן is בטלה towards the כלכלה? He asked it, even if the even is not filling a hole. He just said, the even is so cheap and so not bar chashivut. And we have a concept in Beitza that shiure kos, if you invite a goy and the concern that maybe he's going to have leftovers wine in the cup, the leftover wine is bottled toward the cup, according to some opinions. So it's not chashuv. It's mukzeh, but it's battled toward the kli. You have a big kli and you have a tiny bit of psolet in it. The psolet doesn't have any chashivut towards the kli, and although it's mukzeh, you allow it to be metaltel. So too you should say for the heaven. The shani v'tosfot shani shiur degri yoter midai v'batlut fei. It says there is a level of griuta. Shiur kosot is less. It's worth nothing completely. It's like so small. It's like no chashivut klal, and that type of chashivut you say it's battled toward the cup, but even still have some chashivut, more than shiur kosot. It's a dohak, but that's what Tosfot has to say, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Tosfot, the second Tosfot, and I'm not going to read the whole Tosfot, I'm just going to focus on one line in Tosfot. When we said that we ask you to, if it's perot that are not perot delicate fruits, we ask you to pour the fruits out, and with the oven, and then bring the fruits in. And then the Gemara said, Tosfot bother with the other sugya, with the Truma Teora and Tmea. And then says Tosfot, why wouldn't we ask you to take the delicate fruits in your hands? Don't throw them to the floor. Just take the delicate fruits, hold them, be mena'er the kalkala, and then put the delicate fruits back inside. You're not going to lose them because you're holding them. So, ולא מצי נקית לי ובידיו פן יפלו לארץ, ואשתה לא צריכים על השינוי הקמה דפירות המתנפים. So that's, he writes it about, this is the דיבור המתחיל, if you look in the הערות in the shas, it's a new דיבור המתחיל, ואשתה לא צריכים. But the first part of the sentence, ולא מצי נקית לי ובידיו פן יפלו לארץ. We are not requiring you to hold the soft fruits, because peni pol haaretz. So it seems like we're not going too much. The limit for the tircha that we're asking you to do to get rid of the oven is only when it's not going to cause you damage. Peni pol haaretz. Right? And the second Tosfot, the Perot HaMitanfim, he doesn't say that. Tosfot, the second Tosfot, asks the same question that Tosfot Yeshanim asked. He said, why by the other sugya, when you have Truma Teora v'tmea, we ask you to take the Truma Teora and leave the Truma Tmea inside? So Tosfot said it's separate kelim. The Truma Teora and Tmea are sitting in two separate kelim in a big basket, so it's easy to take the Truma Teora out. So it sounds like the Tosfot is trying to say that the reason that we're not asking you to take the delicate fruit in your hands, because it's hard. When you have two kelim sitting in the kli, and it's easy to take the Truma Teora out, we would ask you to do that. But with our case, when you have delicate fruits with the stone, if you need to pick them up one by one or to put them in your hands, it's more tircha. It's not a problem. It's not a peni plu laaretz. So we have two ways to understand what is the heter to be metaltel davar shem lachto the kli shem basis the davar asur v'amutar. When it's delicate, is it because of hefsed or because it's tircha? So that's two approaches. You're going to see the Magen Avraham quotes this Tosfot, Tosefet Shabbat quotes the Tosfot Yeshanim. They're basically arguing what's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch.
If they were not delicate, we would make you throw it out onto the thing and put it back in. What's the difference between that and picking it up?
That's what, look in the Machzit HaShekel. It's basically saying like it has to be that tircha is not enough because pouring it out, it's not. So that's how he proved that the Magen Avraham has to be right. That the point is like, the Magen Avraham is right? He argued that Tosefet Shabbat, he said by definition that this is not considered tircha merubah, because the Gemara asked you to do that. So it has to be that this is not. V'atam d'lo yitzrichu lelaktan mitoch hasal pen yiplu la'aretz. So that's proof the Magen Avraham, because by definition, it's not tircha. You see that we ask you to do that for the other fruits, so it's not tircha. So the only reason that it should be asur is because of you might lose. So he wanted to say that the Magen Avraham is also understood that there is an element of hefsid. So it's miyashev basically the Magen Avraham, like Tosefet Shabbat. He basically said it has to be that the Magen Avraham agreed to the Tosefet Shabbat, based on your question, basically. Okay, so that's regarding to the pshat of why do we, when do we require to take the fruits out. Now, the second part that I wanted to emphasize a little bit is the basic machloket of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif, and you saw that the Bet Yosef, the Rambam doesn't bring the Dofen. He doesn't bring the three requirements. If you read Halakha Bet, Halakha Bet basically tells you that if you have a kli, Kalkala Shaita Nekuva, you have it in the pages, in page number 10. The first Halakha says, Kalkala Shaita Nekuva Vestama Ba'Even Mutar Letaltela, Share Naaset Kedofna. The Shulchan Aruch is basically following the Rambam in the Halachot, not the Rambam in Perusha Mishnah. And he writes it in the Bet Yosef that you probably saw, that the Rambam and the Rif, Lechora, hold that it's not one Mahalach, the whole Sugya, it's two separate answers. Or that you have Perot HaMitanfim, or Kalkala, that the Even is filling the hole. So these two terutzim, each one of them is true by itself. So according to the Rambam and the Rif, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch is paskin, if you have kalkala, a basket that the stone is like filling it, you're good. You don't need fruits for that. It's acting like even shebakir uya. We have another Mishnah in Shabbat that if you have a dla that you attach stone to make it heavier, it's part of the kli. So you don't need fruits inside. It's part of the kli, and you can move it no matter what. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch bring the two halachot together. Kalkala shayta nekuva v'chen glat shetolim ba. These two halachot, it's basically the same halacha, that when the oven is serving the kli, and it's part of the kli, there is no question of tiltul, you could do whatever you want. And then the halacha gimel is kalkala v'la perot v'oven betocha. If it's soft fruits, or fruits that are delicate, you could move it. But if it's perot she'enam nifsadim yinarem, v'gam yinaret ha'evinem v'lo yitlenem. V'anemilek she'no tzarech ela leperot, but if you need lemkomo, that's in general, we should know that all the time. Although we said davar she'u basis davar asur v'amutar, if you can pour everything out and get rid of the oven, you should. That's true only if you don't need the space underneath. If you need the space underneath, you can move it no matter what, even if fruits are not delicate. Because you need the space. If you're going to pour everything there, the oven might stay there and you lost the point. So the second, the Halacha Gimel, is basically saying the first terutz of the Gemara, that when you don't have a... when the fruits are delicate and you're going to lose something, according to the... you're going to lose some, or you might lose, or it might be a lot of tircha, we're not requiring to pour it out and before you move it. If anyone needs to go to Maghreb, we can go. And we'll speak maybe 2 more minutes. A couple of more I wrote in the Rishonim here that has interesting, or would help a lot to understand the concept, is the Rashba. The Rashba says, he's asking a fundamental question. The Gemara assume in the beginning that you have a kalkala basis ledavar asur. The Gemara said if you have a stone in the basket, the kalkala should be asur to be metaltel completely. In the Havamina, when we didn't know that there is fruits inside. So he asked a very basic question. What do you mean, to have a kalkala basis davar asur? In order to be basis, you need to have it there, bekavana. Why would the Gemara assume that you put the oven there in purpose? So he says, it's page number 7. The first Tegutzi says, said in the first Tegutzim, he said maybe the Mishnah lo mashma shenotel et hakalkala letzorach mekoma. The main reason I brought the Rashba is this, the Tegutz of the Raived that I wanted to mention here, that the Raived have approach that we saw in Shin Chet, and I think the Rosh is also stepping in the same theme, that there are two types of basis. There is basis that it's you have to have that to keep it there, and there are elements or kelim that normally their existence is for this purpose. So when you have a kli, that the existence of the kli is to accept or to be mekabel stuff, automatically it becomes basis, even if you don't have in mind to keep it there. Because that's the purpose of the kli. We saw the same approach that the Rosh and the Raived said about Meducha Shel Shum. Meducha Shel Shum is kli shem lachto le'isur. And they said there that if the shum is inside, you could be metaltel the meducha, even mechamal atzel. Why would it change the status of the kli? Because Meducha Shel Shum is made for what's inside. So if the meducha is made for what's inside, when the shum is inside, the kli is batel toward the shum. So it doesn't have his own like kli shem lachto le'isur name. It's become like the shum itself. So the same thing here. He said the Gemara assumed that it's going to be basis because the kli is made to schlep with it. You have bags, you have baskets. They're made to what's inside of it. So you don't need to forget. You don't need to have in mind to keep it there. It's by automatically it's become basis. It's a big chidush, not necessarily true lahalacha, but it's a concept that we saw in a couple of places, and it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is mesupak about it, because he brought the opinion of the Rosh by Meducha, Yesh Omrim. So he wasn't like 100% sure about it, but...
One case is Lekula and one case is...
Right. It's called Kulot and Chumbot. It's you need to go both ways. It's you need to be consistent, right? And another question that the and it's not what I just read was in the Ritva, but the Rashba also say that. The Rashba, before that, he asked another question. Look, in page number 7, on the second paragraph, that's the Rashba. And I was confused. I read before in the Ritva, but now it's the Rashba. Rashba on top, the underlined part. We have another halakha, Knona Agav Kitme. We're going to see that Bezrat Hashem at the end of Siman Shin Yud. Knona Agav Kitme, you have a knona, is like a machta, or a place that you hold ashes that you could use to cover stuff, and it's not mukta. And you have shivrei etzim that are mukta. So he said, why wouldn't we say that the evan is betela towards the fruits, the same way that we say that the shivrei etzim are battle toward the effer. The question that David was asking, basically, bitul, why wouldn't we apply the din bitul? And if you're going to say that the evan chashuva, that the evan is very, very important, then it should be also even with the fruits. So he basically said that there are a couple of levels, and that's why I wanted to mention the Rashba again, because to show basically that there is like a... You need to define how important is the mukta. V'yesh lomar demaot chashivi v'lo betili v'leolam na'asa kli basis lahem af al pi she'en mo'oravin im kelim. When you have coins that are very important, even if they're going to be mixed with other kelim, they're not going to be butter. Aval even, kevan she'yesh ima perot, according to the first terut, he said, Evan, when you have Evan and Perot, you're going to ask me, who is the Kli Meshamesh? Is the Kli Meshamesh the fruits or Meshamesh the Evan? I would say the Kli Meshamesh the fruits. So although Evan have a chashivut, but if you ask me who is the basis serving, I would say that the basis is mishamesh for the fruit more than the Evan. And now you can be medakdek in Rashi that we just saw. That's what Rashi said, that the ikar naaseh basis la perot. The main basis is for the perot. The main shimush of the basis is for the fruit. So you're going to ask me, so if this is the case, you should be matir to move it without any restrictions. He said, no, lechatchila, if you can shake and get rid of the oven, that's better. Ve'od yesh lomar, de'afilu de'lo chashiva, kol de'matzi le'na'ara me'na'ara. The second terut says, you know what? I would compare shivrei etzim and Evan, and I would say that Evan is the same. The first terut says Evan is more important than the Shivrei Etzim. The second terut says, you know what? Shivrei Etzim and Evan are the same. But still, by Knona, there is no ability to shake the Knona because they're mixed together, so it's impossible. So it's technical chiluk. When it's impossible, it's impossible. But if it's possible, so you should shake it. So the two terutzim are basically differentiate if there are three levels of mukze, ma'ot, even, and shivrei etzim. The second terut says that there are two levels. The ma'ot, and even, and shivrei etzim are the same. And according to the first terut, he needs to be mechadesh, that the reason that you're allowed to be metaltel is because the basis is not considered basis for the even, it's basis for the fruits. That's why we're more makel about it. So that's just like helping a little bit on understanding the concept of the sugya, the way that it fit with other sugyot. That's for today. Shkoyach.